Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Faisal. How are you?
Not bad. I got kind of excited with all this good weather we had, and then kaboom.
Yeah, winter set back in for a little bit anyways.
Winter is here.
Gosh, that's crazy. Let's not dwell on that.
Okay.
It's too painful. How vague is too vague in your estate planning? Did you know there was a really cool case? If you can fight over the word as simple as home, okay, people have to spend a bit of time thinking about this because nobody wants to give the gift of a lawsuit.
People went to court to fight over a word on a will, and you said this is cool. Okay.
It is cool.
Poor people had to, like, not poor people, but these people had to actually go and fight for the word based on the definition of the word home.
Right. So we've got to remind people about this.
Okay.
Because people think wills are as simple as the spirit. You know what I wanted? Just to go 50-50 the kids. Not good enough. Too many problems there. We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
What happens if you overcontribute to an RSP or a TFSA?
Do you know how many people actually do this? It's unintentional.
Right.
Most of the time.
Most of the time, yeah.
And people don't realize that there's a penalty to pay, and we want to educate and inform people that, you know, don't just let it slide. There are things that you have to do, and time is a key. And we're gonna bring in our experts to discuss that.
And if anybody thinks the Canada Revenue Agency has a sense of humor, well, stick around. You might find out otherwise. Okay. And this is the last segment of the show today. I want to do. We're going to talk a little bit about the you know, people that frequently check their balances lose more money.
You lose more money the more you look at your investment.
We're going to talk about that. Interesting. Okay.
All right.
But let's start with the week in the markets.
Okay.
I'm going to call it "Don't Fight the Fed" week.
Yes.
Okay.
Very interesting what happened this week. So
you were on the news. How much did you talk about trade wars versus?
Quite a bit. Okay. Quite a bit. It came out that Mexico, they got to figure things out. They met on Thursday. They met on Friday. They're going to figure things out for the weekend, because come Monday, 5% tariff on Mexican goods. And now you got a whole bunch of politicians upset because a whole bunch of businesses are impacted. A lot of the dealings when it comes to Mexico are business to business movements.
Yep.
So it's actually hitting both sides of that ledger. And so now it was coming up, and that was the fear. And then the Federal Reserve comes out and says, okay, if this trade war happens more, we might have to cut interest rates.
Yeah, to keep the expansion alive.
And then everybody, like, they just had three Red Bulls in a row, hooray, and they start jumping up and down and the markets take off.
Right.
And then on Friday, the Canadian jobs numbers were fantastic. Okay. Higher than expected, unemployment rate at a low since 1976. But the U.S. one that was reported,
disappointed.
Very disappointing, which was on the backs of the ADP numbers, which is a payroll company.
Yeah, private. Yep.
And their numbers were dismal.
Yep.
And so this now pushes the probability that the Federal Reserve will lower interest rates in July. So on Thursday, you came into my office and I said, it's better than bad, so it's good.
That's right.
And the markets took off.
Yep.
And so this is where we're at, that if, as long as we've got enough stimulus,
that's right,
either fiscally, which was the tax cuts, monetarily, which is the Federal Reserve, or trade, then things are good. We're going to continue going along.
Right.
But if we're going to be able to neutralize these issues, such as lowering interest rates, well, then that's a good thing, and let's continue moving in an upward direction.
Right.
What scares me about this is the risk of something going wrong.
Correct. So, you know, I found it interesting. I wasn't reporting the news this week. It was you. But it was fascinating to watch. Even on Friday morning, when the disappointing jobs numbers came out, then you saw futures immediately turn into the red, right? They went negative. I'm thinking to myself, well, wait a minute, that's just going to support the Fed the conclusion the Fed's going to cut rates. And then we had this, you know, big rally in the morning. And, you know, it's just, there's so many levers, right? Here's the problem is when people become fixated on one data point or one event, they tend to forget and miss all the other levers in various economies that can be pulled that have different effects.
Now, what can happen if you pull the wrong lever?
Well, so
right?
That's interesting because, you know, think about the trade war. So the Trump administration decides to slap a tariff on Mexico. Those escalate all the way to 25% by the end of this year, October-ish. So they've inherently enhanced their risk in the economy, in the global economy.
Correct.
through adding additional taxes, costs, and complexity for supply chain. So if there's a a policy mistake, that lever is pulled and it's an actual policy mistake.
Or not touched.
Correct. Fed runs out of bullets, right? One of the criticisms of the Fed right now is if you respond to bad policy decisions, so if you were on the side that said this is bad policy, apply tariffs for an immigration issue, okay? If you felt that was bad policy and the Fed is now trying to save bad policy, well, at some point when you run into a natural recession, the Fed may actually not have the tools available to provide the stimulus at that particular time.
And you've nailed it. When it comes to retirement planning, investment planning for your retirement,
yeah,
you need to be aware of all these different levers that can be utilized. But when it comes to management of your money,
right,
you ask any manager out there that has a fiduciary responsibility to their investors, to their clients, the first thing that they should be saying is risk mitigation.
Right.
Making sure you have a proper risk for the return that you're getting.
Risk profile first. Okay.
Right. So what we worry about is not when things go up. What we worry about is when things go down.
Yeah.
And it's the degree of down that we're concerned about.
Right.
So that if there is a mistake, and attach any probability you want,
right,
the impact to someone's retirement,
right,
magnifies.
Right.
Because people don't see it in the first 10 years of their retirement.
Right.
They see it in the next 10 years or 15 years after.
Well, I'm just going to qualify that a little bit financially in the numbers, but I do think people feel it, see it immediately if a portfolio drops and they cut their spending or they change their lifestyle, right? So it's not just the longevity of the money that we talk about, it's the emotional impact of your lifestyle that
and
you
want
to
and the stress level. And we're going to have a conversation later today about that, but I think this is where people need to go back to what's the fundamentals. And we actually did a piece, well, you did it in the beginning of our seminar, where you show two people investing on the same day with the same amount of money in two different portfolios. One was lucky, the other one was unlucky in the early years of retirement.
Yeah.
And they were depending on this market that has the gyrations as it does.
Right.
And because they were unlucky, they literally went to zero.
Right.
And that may not happen in reality. People will change their lifestyle, possibly.
Right.
Possibly. Or they could go to zero. And that either direction, change of lifestyle, change of opportunity, because there's a lot of things in the future that you have to worry about, or going to zero, are all devastating to an individual. And you compound that effects with aging, you compound that effects with other things going on in a person's life. And I always worry and wonder, why would somebody have to go through this unless all they have to do is put proper structure?
Well, and so that's a good segue. Let's wrap up this segment. But this is exactly what we're going to talk about at our upcoming seminar, right? Is the complexity of the environment that we're in, the need, the complexity in the goals and objectives that retirees have for their money, right? Versus 25 years ago when they were
so
building
complex,
it. Exactly. All of these things fundamentally change the way you need to structure a portfolio to make sure that you don't suffer the whiplash of what these markets present to us. And let's just remind everybody when that's coming up.
Yeah, that's going to be on Tuesday, July 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel in West Calgary. Give us a call to register at 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or go online to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
If your goal is not to leave behind a legal battle for your family, stick around because we're going to talk about how language is important in your will. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.